And now the game where we ask people known for doing one thing about something else entirely. Speaking of doing one thing, most of us, if we're lucky, get known for doing one thing particularly well. Comedian Susie Essman is known for cursing at Larry David. Susie plays the profane Susie Green on the HBO show Curb Your Enthusiasm. She now has a new book out, which starts, the title starts with the words, "What Would Susie Say?" It ends with a subtitle that, of course, we cannot say on the radio. Susie Essman, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
How are you? So
I'm
good to have you.
Very good.
So listen, for those who don't know, Curb Your Enthusiasm, of course, is this hit show. It's on HBO. It purports to be the daily doings of the real Larry David.
Yes, plays, but it's not.
It's not
the real Larry David.
It's not the real Larry David.
None of us are who we seem to be.
And you play a character named Susie, but you are not yourself. You are somebody else.
Correct.
That's so confusing to me.
Like Ted Danson really plays Ted Danson, but it's not really Ted Danson playing Ted Danson. Yeah, it's the conceit of the show.
You play the wife of Larry's best friend, played by Jeff Garlin, who joined us a while ago on this show. And your role in the show, I don't want to reduce it to this, but you do this a lot. You yell at Larry David.
I would say I have a short fuse.
You do.
But I'm always provoked.
Yes.
It's not coming out of nowhere. You know, people think the character is just this crazy, screaming woman, and there's always a reason why she's angry.
So she's a sane, screaming woman.
Exactly, Peter.
I can hear it building now.
How did you get this role? Were you chewing somebody out and somebody said, hey?
No, Larry just called me and offered it to me because he knew I had a way with language.
I see. Well, had this been what you were known for in the New York
No,
comedy
not
circles?
Really, no.
No.
No, it is what I'm known for now in this very bizarre kind of... My life has become strange. The people just walk up to me in the street and beg me to yell and scream and curse at them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And what do? Do you accommodate this? Do you accept this as the price of your fame?
No.
You don't do it?
No, because, you know, I get paid a lot of money to yell and scream and curse. They're not getting it for free.
We heard you say once that people actually want to get you on the phone yelling and screaming at somebody else.
Yes, I've done that for charity.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So what happens? I make a donation, and what do you do for me?
And then I will, you know, leave an answering machine message, for example, to somebody that you want me to yell and scream at.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a beautiful thing that I could raise money for needy causes by cursing.
Carl should try it.
Yeah,
I know, Carl. I don't think Carl can do it. I don't think you've got that in you.
How much do you get paid for
that? Oh, maybe he does. talk us through this. You say it takes talent. Break it down for us. How do you work up that big head of steam and come up with just the right mean thing
well,
to say?
Well, it depends. You know, I mean, I have to work my anger up usually because I'm not generally an angry person. I'll think of something like, you know, I have teenagers, so I think about stuff that they do. Because
really?
They're basically mentally ill people with car keys.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because as one of the things you read about in your delightful new book is you acquired both a husband and a complete family instantly.
Yeah, it's like a sitcom waiting to happen that hasn't.
It hasn't happened.
No.
So you got married, and your husband had children from a prior marriage, and they were relatively advanced. They were like in their teenage years. So how?
Yeah, we have four teenagers.
Oh, my God. So how do you go from being a single woman about town in New York City, comedian, nightclub, habitué, to a suburban mom?
Well, here's what happens when you have teenagers. You think you're hip, you think you're cool, and then one day you realize that you're just an idiot. You know, like they roll their eyes at me.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. And I was queen of the eye rollers. I was so good at it, you could actually hear my eyes rolling. And now I'm getting rolled at. You know, the irony.
Can you have them watch an episode or two of Curb, and then they'd be like, okay, Mom, whatever you say.
No, they don't live in fear. I'm nothing to them.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm their mother, and they love me. And you know, but, I mean, in terms of, like, Susie Green kind of fear, they could care less.
Really?
You know, when I first met them, you know what I did? I bought their love.
You bought their love.
Yeah, they were like Russian mail order brides. It was exponential. The more I spent, the more they loved me.
Wow.
Yeah, it worked.
Do they get burned out? You need to buy them more and more expensive gifts?
Jimmy, my husband, says I've created monsters. They didn't know what cashmere was before they met me.
Oh, my God. You were a single woman living in New York, living the life of the successful actress and comic, hanging out. And is it possible to continue being a comedian when the source of your material has changed so much?
Yeah, one of the reasons why I got married and now I have all these kids is so I have a new source of material.
Yeah. And how's that work out for you?
Getting very stale. You know, I dated this guy. Big deal. It was the same guy over and over again. Now I got this whole thing. I got teenagers. It's endless.
But they must be aware of that. I mean, they must know that anything they do will.
As long as I keep buying, they don't care.
Really?
Yeah. You know, how do they expect me to pay for all that stuff? Here's the thing about teenagers. Their cerebral frontal cortex is not fully formed till they're 25.
I've heard that.
So you have to assume that they're mentally impaired, that you're dealing with mentally ill people. And that's why they make really bad decisions, and they're susceptible to peer pressure, and they think they know everything. So it's as though until they're 25, you're living in an insane asylum. I'm not saying that glibly.
25, you said? Really?
Yeah, 25. Well, maybe for men, it's 32.
It couldn't. Well, Susie Essman, we're delighted to have you with us. We've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You're a sanctified, beatified, and a really nice guy.
Now, no one has ever heard any of your material or your performances would ever say, that's Susie Essman. What a saint. We're going to ask you three questions about saints, genuine saints of the Apostolic Catholic Church. Two questions right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in their home answering machine. Carl, who is Susie Essman playing for?
Susie is playing for Wes Burns of Jatorkly, Illinois.
Now, they know I'm Jewish, right?
They do.
Okay.
Their expectations are lower.
And if she doesn't get two right, she'll leave the message on the answering machine.
Thank you, Bo, for volunteering that.
Okay, here's your first saint.
I'm very close with my dog, by the way.
I've been dog walking with Susie. We had a great time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
You dog walk with Susie Essman?
Yes.
Yeah, he even rented a dog so that he would feel, you know.
I didn't. I can't believe you told people that. I didn't have a dog, and I wanted to go dog walking with her, and I rented a dog, and the only dog that was available for rental was named Nixon, which put her over
funny?
The edge.
How do you rent a dog?
Everyone's doing it. I mean, no. There's a,
no, nobody is renting dogs.
I have.
People do it because they want it. They want it, you know, canine companionship,
right.
And they don't want a dog. It's a lot of responsibility, so they rent it for the weekend.
But that's got to be a jaded dog. I mean, he's known so many people.
He has trust issues. It's true, but it's great. And then you just pick it up in the day, and then go for the walk with somebody like Susie Essman, and then drop the dog.
Was it that you just wanted to hang with Susie Essman?
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun.
We had a great time.
Sounds like you did. That's wonderful.
There's so much you don't know about us, Peter.
I clearly not. All right, here is your first saint. It's Saint Simeon Stylite. He was one of the most popular and famous saints of the early Catholic Church. He brought pilgrims from all over the world to visit him in 5th century Syria. What did he do to cause such devotion? A, he ate nothing but tree bark and yet lived. B, he stood on a pillar outside for 37 years. Or C, he could command worms to appear on the surface of the earth whenever he so desired.
I would say C.
You're going to go for C. He could make worms come to the surface.
Yeah, you know, worms actually serve a purpose in this world.
What is that purpose?
Bait.
Well, they're exactly.
They bring tequila.
Well, actually, the second one, it was correct. He stood on a pillar. For 37 years, his name, in fact, Stylite, refers to the pillar he stood on. He was the most famous ascetic of those times.
Did he ever have to go to the bathroom? He just stood on the pillar?
The records are unclear, but he stayed on that pillar for 37 years. He slept
you know
on
what?
It.
That's not true.
I thought that was... I thought that that was St. David Blaine.
Yeah. No. Simeon Stylite, people would come from all over to talk to him and gain his wisdom, which is why he climbed up in the pillar in the first place, so that people would stop bothering him.
They didn't have cable in those days.
It's true. So it's like, what do you want to do tonight? Hey, you want to look at the guy standing in the pillar? That sounds like fun. Okay, you've got two more questions. Your next saint is St. Joseph of Cupertino. He was a Franciscan monk who lived in the 17th century in Italy. He became famous, too famous in the eyes of the church, because he could do what? Was it A, fly, B, hold his breath for a whole day, or C, talk in the voice of Noah, King David, and 100 other biblical characters?
He was Rich Little.
He was the Rich Little of his time.
I would say fly.
You're right, fly. He was known as the flying monk. And apparently he could launch himself into the air in religious ecstasy. The church eventually told him to quit it. St. Joseph was apparently not very bright, but he did menial tasks around the monastery, and he could fly.
All right, well.
But it made him what do we mean? Were there tabloids and entertainment
shows? No, again, people would come from all over to see him fly.
Okay. They had nothing exciting to do in those days.
Right, pretty much.
Saints were like carnies.
They really were. Come on in, see the flying monk. See him fly about the abbey. Yep, pretty much. All right, this is very exciting because if you get this last question right, you will win our game. Your last saint is Saint Clare of Assisi. She was a famous medieval nun. She is known today for her chastity and good works and her vow of poverty. But she has a particular role in today's church. What is it and why did she get it? A, because of her famously rapid walks around the monastery. She is the patron saint of NASCAR and other automobile races. B, because of regular visions she had on the wall of her room. She is the patron saint of television. Or C, as she regularly spoke in tongues, she is the patron saint of professional translators.
Oh, my goodness.
Hmm. I would say B.
B, TV?
Yeah.
You're right. Little did you know,
what
being
a
on
good
television,
Catholic Jew you are.
That you had a patron saint.
My husband's Catholic.
According to legend, when St. Clare was unable to go to Mass, she was able to see the service on the wall of her room.
Huh.
So Pope Pius XII made her the patron saint of TV in 1958.
Is she network or cable, do you think, at this point?
She must have been so excited. She, unlike everybody else in the Middle Ages, had something to watch. Carl, how did Susie Essman do in our quiz?
Susie had two correct answers, Peter, so she wins for Wes Burns. Congratulations.
Well done, Susie.
Wow. I'm so excited.
Susie Essman plays Susie Green on HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm. Her new book is called What Would Susie Say? Susie Essman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
It was great to have you. Good luck with the book.
Thanks.